Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby, Deuce, and Christian here at NOLA Jake on Twitter. Jake, some of the leaks coming out for the NBA schedule, and looks like the Pelicans are going to be playing on Christmas Day against the Nuggets if reports are accurate. And, man, that's the Zion Williamson effect.
Yeah, definitely. You can see there's a renewed interest, not just in New Orleans around this team, but around the league, and a lot of intrigue. And I think you're seeing that with them getting a Christmas Day game. It's intriguing that they're playing the Denver Nuggets, who have maybe one of the better young cores in the league as well. And this is a matchup that could be, you know, the future of the Western Conference for years to come. And certainly the NBA seems to think that. I think that's one of the reasons we're getting that on Christmas Day.
Jake, a lot of players have pulled out the USA team, including Zion. What do you make of that?
You know, I think it shows you just how wide open the NBA is this coming year, with the Warriors dynasty seemingly at an end and everyone feeling they have a chance to win it, that these players don't want to take time away from training for the season, building chemistry with their teammates by playing on Team USA, which, while a great experience and something that makes you probably a better basketball player, I think they're seeing it just better served to spend time together, working out together, playing some pickup games together, and just kind of getting the jump on the NBA season. Even for a guy like Zion Williamson, I think it's important for his conditioning. We saw him a little bit out of shape at Summer League. David Griffin said he's going through two-a-days right now to get ready for the NBA season. I think that's just the prevailing feeling around the league. This isn't the Olympics, which is the premier event for basketball. This is the World Cup, which isn't at that level yet, so these stars don't feel bad about backing out. They just know they want to win an NBA title. Maybe next year is going to be their best bet, and I think that's why you're seeing them skip playing with Team USA.
Now, Jake, you've been here a while, and you look, obviously, football season. You know, some fans around here, they got football, basketball season, and then the transition. We embrace LSU baseball since we don't have a major league team. But have you seen, even when, I don't know, you got Anthony Davis, or in the past, has anyone ever embraced what potentially could come about in the middle of the Saints season? Could you think about when the NBA starts, that how significant, like, November, December basketball for the Pelicans? That's why I hope they get off to a great start, because everybody be jumping on the bandwagon. Boy, what am I going to go support? Can I support both? I mean, to me, it could be unbelievable, considering, because, you know, around these parts, we kind of tend to put, okay, we're going to pay attention, whether it was the Hornets or Pelicans, come February or late January, like, where it could be a different perspective this season coming up.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people like to joke, especially down here, that the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas Day, even though it starts in mid-October, because they just don't care about it then because it's football season. But I think you're starting to see that change a little bit. Getting that big Christmas Day game is kind of a sign of how the league as a whole views the Pelicans. And look, I'm on with you guys pretty often. I don't know if I've ever been on with you guys in August, which means there's some interest around this
right
team right now, more so than we've ever seen before. So it's really cool, and I think it's really important, as you said, Bobby, that this team get off to a fast start. We've almost been in this exact position before. People get excited about the team. Maybe they had made the playoffs the year before, and then the Pelicans come out and just completely let you down. We've seen them get off to 1-12 starts,
right,
3-12 starts, and this team can't do it this year. They've built up a lot of goodwill. But if they want to show that they've turned a page, it's not just the same old Pelicans and the Pelicans of old. You've got to come out of the gate strong. That's how you're going to build fans who go to the games all year long. If, after all the hype and talking about this team for months and months and months, they come out and they start 3-10, 3-15, something like that, people are just going to be like, oh, yeah, of course, this is what the team does. I think that something that can be killer to them building a season ticket base, just general interest around the league and in the city. So they need to get off to a good start. You need to see some Zion Williamson highlights. I know the team is kind of tempering expectations for him, but in the beginning, if you can get a couple big dunks, people will turn out to see that because he is a very fun player to watch. So getting off to a big start and maintaining that momentum all season, I think, is really important for this franchise as they look to maybe grasp more of the market here in the city than they've ever had before.
Jake, what did David Griffin really gain by dropping those nukes on LeBron yesterday or in that Sports Illustrated interview?
He was misquoted, Christian.
I think a lot of his quotes were taken a little bit out of context, but at the end of the day, he still said those things. And in an interview, and he went on ESPN today and said the interview was supposed to be about the Pelicans organization and kind of learning from past mistakes and how he built that roster in Cleveland. And now what does that mean to him here in New Orleans in a bit of a different situation? And it sounds like maybe the reporter just kind of jumped on those. But any story that has LeBron in there, that's going to be the focal point of it. The Pelicans have not surpassed LeBron. They probably never will. And there's just a ton of media around him. So obviously people are going to kind of gravitate towards those quotes. And if he was really focusing on trying to speak about the Pelicans, maybe just don't bring some of that stuff up. The quote about LeBron is a little bit tough to try and, you know, dive into because it does seem like he was maybe correct. LeBron, if he's winning was the most important thing to him, joining the Lakers last offseason was not the move. There were a number of other teams he could have joined that probably could have won the title or at least just made the playoffs, something that he didn't do since the second year he was in the league last season. That's how long that streak was and how bad that team was last year with the Lakers. So I think there's some truth to all of it. I think it got a little bit blown out of proportion. The thing I found the most interesting, though, was his comments about winning a championship there was kind of miserable and being the GM there was kind of miserable. This is a guy who speaks a lot about culture and building something that's long-term and sustainable. And when you're a GM, there's 30 positions open around the league. You've worked your whole life to get there. Day one, he walked into that Cleveland Cavaliers franchise and had an idea of what he wanted to do. And then LeBron James deciding to return there threw all of that out the window. For a guy who's very meticulous, does a lot of planning, that probably was unfortunate and not a lot of fun, that all of a sudden now he had a different directive and had to build a team differently than what he wanted to do. He's more about the long term, and I think it's longer than we all kind of realize. It's not just 7-8 years down the line. I think he's looking to build something that lasts 20, 30, 40 years, long after he's gone, long after probably any of us are gone. He wants to build something that just is almost an engine that sustains itself. And by building the right culture, it outlasts the other people in the building. And I think that's what he's looking to build here. And I think that's one of the reasons he found this job so attractive. He said Dan Gilbert, the Cavaliers owner, kind of changed the mandate. You got to win a title while LeBron's here. That wasn't really what he wanted to do and what he didn't sign up for. But now he's found an owner, and the quote he likes to use is lockstep. And he's in lockstep with Gail Benson about what they're looking to accomplish. And I think that's why he really gravitated towards this opportunity after 2 years out of the league.
Talking to Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans. And Jake, really touching on that as well. But the main part I want to talk about is how Griff talks about they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline. And really, you know, if they're close, they may do something totally, totally unexpected, you know, and when I mean close in that race, they're still in the conversation. They're not playing for ping pong balls. You know, what do you think of that comment by Coach Griff? I mean, by David Griffin?
Yeah, I think it's dead on. I think it's what they plan on doing. This is not a team that's going to kind of tear it all down and try and tank and be bad. I think he sees a lot of value in learning to win together as an organization. And he mentioned that's what the Warriors had to do, kind of take those incremental steps, maybe getting to the playoffs, losing in the first round, getting back in there and learning what it takes to eventually become NBA champions. And if he sees that opportunity for growth with this franchise next year, he's certainly going to try and enhance it. You know, they say getting into the playoffs adds about a half a season of experience. And with a team filled with young guys, that's, I think, very valuable and important for their development. The good thing is he can take that risk that even if you become a buyer at the trade deadline and miss the playoffs, you have so many future first-round picks and assets that you've acquired that giving up one or two of them is okay. and you can take a chance on a guy that you think is a difference maker, even if he doesn't get you over the hump that one season. So this team's in a really good position where they can be buyers, or maybe it turns out they're far out of the race and they become sellers and acquire even more assets. So in the short time that he's been here, David Griffin's completely restocked the war chest that they have in trade assets that they have, and it's why they could be in position to make a move at the trade deadline.
Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast, at Nola Jake on Twitter. You can find him anywhere you get your podcast. Jake, thanks, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thanks, Jake.
Coming back for Allen in Port Sulphur here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.